Be present in the silence of the mind and the stillness and serenity of the heart. Abide as the uncreated, the deathless, the eternal self. Realize the pure awareness, untouched by thought or emotion. Realize yourself as formless, timeless. where thoughts and affects cannot reach, is the home of the self. Return to the origin of consciousness. Abide in the emptiness, free of the illusion of an ego. Be absorbed in the radiant splendor of the transcendent being. Realize the infinite and absolute consciousness as yourself. Parameshvaraya. Shiva. Namah. Om. Shiva. Ham. Om Tat Sat. Namaste. We'll continue with the core teachings of Sri Ramana from Thus Spake Ramana. I think we left off at teaching number 15. The world is nothing but the five sensations, namely sound and sight and the rest. Thus the world consists of the objects of the five sense organs. That's all that the world is the sense data that is received through those bodily senses. And the one mind becomes aware of these five sensations through the five senses. That being the case, how can the world be other than the mind? The five senses, the sense data that come through those five means and modes of information, are appearances in the mind. Therefore, the world is nothing but the mind. Where are time and space apart from the sense of I? If we were the same as bodies, then it could be said that we are in time and space. But are we bodies? Do you realize that your consciousness is not the body, but that the body is simply an appearance that is the result of the sense data that comes through the senses? But the mind that labels and that understands and that creates the sense of I is purely consciousness. And consciousness does not occur in space and time. It does not change. It is aware of change. And it can only be aware of change because it is unchanging. So, we are the same, says Ramana, at all times and in all places. Hence, we are that ultimate reality which transcends time and space. When the sense of I am the body arises, then the notions of you and he or she also arise. But when the quest, or when by the quest of the truth, underlying the sense of I, the thought of I, the I sense is put an end to. When you have realized that the I thought related to the body is an illusion, since it is only an appearance in thought, then when the I thought falls away, so does the you and the he and the she and the it and the they, etc. That which then shines as the sole remainder is the true self. If the self were with form, then the world and God would be so too. But if the self be formless, then how and by whom are forms to be seen? Is the spectacle ever otherwise than as the seeing eye is? The real I, E-Y-E, is just the real self. It is infinite consciousness, formless and worldless. So the world being simply an appearance, a belief, a projection of the mind, and the self being formless and unappearing, invisible, is worldless, and therefore the world as an appearance in the mind that goes through changes and will at some point end, and now we're very close to its end, will have no effect upon the self. In the same way that when you go into deep sleep at night, the world comes to an end, but you do not, and a world reappears with the body. The mind is nothing but the stream of thoughts that passes over consciousness. Of all these thoughts, the first one is the thought, I am this body. This is a false thought, but because it is taken as true, it is then possible for other thoughts to arise. So the mind is just an outgrowth of the primary ignorance and is therefore unreal. So here by mind, Ramana means the whole cluster of thoughts that create a narrative, a scenario, a sense of a being in a world. But all of that is simply an appearance in the mind that comes and goes. But what remains is the pure consciousness. That is what you must realize now. That pure consciousness that is unaffected by any events in the world. And I'll read one more. If I am eternal and perfect, why am I ignorant? It's a question that many egos ask. And Ramana says, but who is ignorant? The real self does not complain of ignorance. It is the ego in the real self that so complains. It is that which also asks questions. The self does not ask any question. And this ego is neither the body, we've determined that, nor is it the real self, but something arising between the two. In sleep there was no ego, and you had no sense of imperfection or ignorance. Thus the ego is itself imperfection and ignorance. That's all the ego could be. If you seek the truth of the ego and thus find the real self, you will find there is no ignorance and no imperfection. So the ego being an appearance in consciousness, all that is required is to realize that you have become knotted to the ego and its unreal illusion about a world and all the suffering that then follows therefrom, simply because of a false, ignorant identification with thought. And once there was an identification with the I thought, then you lost touch with the pure self that is egoless, infinite, absolute, but egoless, and instead identified with an appearance in the consciousness, and from that moment on were caught in the wheel of karma, of cause and effect, of fear of death, of fear of life, of fear of pain, of fear of all that could happen to the body. And so now we must detach from identification with the body to be free of fear, to be free of death, to be free of the world that itself is going through death, and to return to eternal life is as simple as realizing the silent presence of the self that has no questions, no doubts, no ignorance, no imperfection. And that self you already are. Therefore, there is nothing to do, nothing to improve, nothing to change, nothing that needs to be gained. Just return to the self that you are and realize that perfection that is birthless and deathless, and be free of karma, be free of this dying world of pain. Be free of this illusion, and by returning to the self, return to the power that has dreamed this world, but through ignorance has turned the dream into a nightmare. And through returning to the power of truth, return a new dream of beauty and goodness and joy and love, but remain always free of that world. Remain always liberated and in that state of perfection, so that the dream that is projected will also be free of any falsehoods, deceptions, darkness, and karma. Be free of all worlds now in order to regain the authority, the right, the power, the beauty, the love, the goodness of God consciousness, so that this world can be restored to the beauty for, with which, by which, and for which it was designed, for the joy of those manifestations of the One Self who have been purified of the illusion of the ego. This is the moment to achieve liberation. It must not be delayed. This is the moment of the ending of this illusory world. May you be free of its pull and of its vibrational field through the realization of the One Self that you are. May you know the perfect self that is formless, beyond all thought, beyond projection, without emotion, without anything beyond its own essence, in absolute solitude and timeless luminosity. May you know the deeper peace that comes of transcending all the forms that arise in the mind, in the form of thought itself, and in all attachment to those forms that seem to appear in a world, but that is merely the composition of the sense information that appears through the projection of a bodily form. And may you know the supreme peace of withdrawing all identification with the body form and the world forms and thought forms, and enter fully into that formless, infinite, ultimate reality that is the blissful, radiant essence of the Supreme Being. And know that you are forever that.